when I hear that song, to be reminded of what an awesome privilege and responsibility it is to come before you and bring God's message every Sunday. Because I know what a sinner I am. But by God's grace in Jesus Christ, I've also come to know His amazing grace. And that amazing grace is for every person who's here this morning. Whether you're here on a regular basis, whether it's your first time here, whether you feel far from God or close to Him, His amazing grace is meant just for you. In that spirit then, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon this morning is Gone Fishing. Based on the gospel reading just read, just let me read two verses again from Mark chapter 1. Passing along beside the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, and they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And immediately, the text says, they left everything, and they followed Jesus. Today, you'll find your sermon outline on the back of your bulletin. Turn it over to the back, and you'll find your sermon outline there to follow if you care to do so. Well, the following advertisement was in a local newspaper. Here's how it read. For sale, one hot tub, complete with plumbing. I'll trade for a pickup truck or some fishing gear. Call Jim after 6 p.m. Now, it doesn't take a PhD in psychology to know that behind those words is a life in transition, a life that's changing. Away with the hot tubs, the gold chains, the sports car, the wine coolers, the avocado dip, and in with a baseball cap, flannel shirt, Old Spice, Budweiser, a Chevy truck, and some fishing equipment. You also don't need a degree in sociology or psychology to realize that we are in a culture filled with transitions and changes. People all around us are seeking lifestyle changes, and so they're doing things like taking an exercise class, changing careers, leaving spouses, getting into therapy, entering into midlife crisis, entering into retirement crisis, making any number of changes in the directions of their lives. Now, some life changes can be symbolic of our sinful human condition, a deep restlessness within our hearts, within our souls. The ancient church father, Saint Augustine, put it this way. I quote, "The heart is restless until it finds its rest in Thee, O God." Now, however silly or shallow they seem to be on the surface, lifestyle changes are often a sign of a crucial, desperate, heartfelt search. What's the search for? Often, the search is to discover who I am and what I am worth. We see this in Arthur Miller's powerful little book, Death of a Salesman. In this book, a salesman named Willie Loman desperately yearns for the love of his family and for the admiration of his fellow salesmen. But he fails, and he ends up taking his own life. And at the funeral, at which the expected crowds never show up, his wife wails, "Why, Willie, why?" And his son, Biff, sums it all up when he says, He never knew who he really was. But then there are other changes in life that people make because they say they're bored with their life. The changes that they look for are not so much a planned trip to a new destination as they really are buying tickets on the first bus out of town. That is to say, it's an attempt to try anything for a little excitement. Making changes without thinking of the long-term effects it could have on one's own life and the life of others around them. Sadly, though, a person discovers that such running away for the newest form of excitement only takes them to a new place where the old boredom and the old restlessness soon follow. This points us now to the deepest reasons for the changes that we seek in our lives. Life changes are not made just to relieve boredom. They're made so we can find a place of deeper meaning and purpose in our lives. Remember what St. Augustine said? The heart is restless until it finds its rest in Thee, O God. You see, the truth is, sinful people are simply not complete within themselves. We've all got this inside of us, every one of us here this morning. We've all got this inside of us, a yearning, a desire for peace, for wholeness, for self-worth, for a purpose in living. We have a desire to find ourselves. But the problem is, when we sinners go to find ourselves, we find ourselves alone, eager to go deep within ourselves. We lose sight of others, and we lose sight of God. In a deeper sense, we all long to be called by another. We long to be wanted and loved by another. We long to be given a purpose, to be given an invitation to make a real difference in this life. Like children on a playground, we desperately want to be chosen to play in the game, not to be the last one chosen or to be completely overlooked. So we do anything to make any changes to find ourselves, like selling our hot tub or trading for a pickup truck or trading the tub for some fishing gear. Now, as you recall, today's sermon is entitled Gone Fishing. This brings us now to fishing trips and to our gospel reading again from Mark chapter 1. Listen to these words. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, for they were fishermen, and he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets, and they followed Jesus. In a moment of wonder and grace, our Lord Jesus Christ came to these blue-collar men, right on their job scene, right where they were. We're not told about the inner life of these men. We don't know if they were restless or bored or looking for a change in their life. What is important is not what was going on within them. What is important is what happened to them. They were called for. They were called for by Jesus, the very Son of God. They were not called for because they had made themselves desirable or competent. They were called for because it's Jesus' nature to call and welcome people to himself. It's Jesus' nature to go to us where we are. It's Jesus' nature to give the invitation, come, follow me. Follow me, says Jesus, that you might know my unconditional love for you, that you might know your worth and your value in my eyes, says the Lord, that you might know a meaning and a purpose I have for your life, that you might know who you are. Come follow me, Jesus says, that you might discover who you really are, a forgiven sinner and a beloved child of God. Jesus' call to these fishermen and his call to you and me today is a call to a real lifestyle change. He calls us from living only for ourselves and calls us to living for others and for God's purposes in our lives. His call is a call to a lifestyle change from only focusing on this life and the here and now and what we can get out of it to focusing on the life to come, eternal life as a gift from God that we could never earn or deserve. My friends, one could say that Jesus' call to us today is a call to a deeper restlessness. He calls us to a holy restlessness that we could find our true rest in Him. He calls you not to a shallow or silly change in your life or your activities, but He calls you to the realization that today you need to get right with your God and live as He wants you to live. He makes you restless so that you can find your real rest in Him. And as you return to your Lord, His Holy Spirit reveals to you who you really are and what you're really worth. You're drawn to the cross of Jesus, our Savior. And there you see who you really are and what you're really worth. You're drawn to that cross where the beloved Son of God gave His life, thank God, for sinners like me and you to pay for our sins. 1 John 4 puts it this way. By this, the love of God was made clear, that God sent His only Son into the world. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the payment for our sins. There at the cross, can't you see? At the cross you see who you really are and what you are really worth. You are His beloved child. You are worth the precious blood of Jesus shed for you. Your sins are forgiven. Almighty God now sees you only through the lens of the cross. And when He looks at you through the lens of the cross, all He sees is His beloved, forgiven, precious child. At the cross, God replaces your restlessness with His rest. And now, His call to you is also a call for rebellion. Rebellion against boredom. Not a call for something temporary or some selfish, fleeting excitement, but a call as a child of God who doesn't ask, what's in it for me? But asks, how might I now be used for God's glory and for the welfare of others? In verse 17 of our text, listen again carefully. Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The word "and" is actually quite important. Jesus says, follow me. I call you. You are mine. You have forgiveness and peace with God. You have an eternal home in heaven now. And you are to share this invitation to others. Relief from self-centered boredom comes through reaching beyond myself and reaching out to others. Let me ask you, are you bored? Oh, not with this sermon. Are you bored or tired with your current spiritual life? I challenge you. More importantly, your dear Lord challenges you to care for, to reach out to somebody else with the love of God. There's no better thrill. There's no deeper joy than serving God by loving God in the process of loving and caring for others. God's call for you today is to find a deeper and a greater meaning in your life, to find your place in His plans for you, to be chosen to play the game on the playground and not to be left out, to do what the Lord has called you to do with your life. So Jesus says to you and me today, go ahead, sell that hot tub, follow me. Let's go on a fishing trip. This is His call to each of us. It's a call to forsake being my own person, to forsake looking out only after number one, to forsake looking within to find my true self. It's a call to find your real self, the person God has made you to be, by following Jesus and answering His call to go fishing. That is to call and to care for others in His name. The story is told of a small dog that had been hit by a car and lie by the side of the road. A kindly old gentleman found the dog and carried the poor thing to his nearby home. There he took care of the dog, he cleaned its wounds, bandaged a cut, and gave him some food and water. But as he was carrying the dog from his house out to the garage, the dog suddenly jumped out of his arms and ran away. And the man muttered to himself, "What an ungrateful little dog." He didn't give it much more thought till the next night when he heard a scratching at his front door. And when he opened it, there was the little dog he had helped with another hurt little dog. My friends, this is indeed our call, to love others with the love we have received from God, to share with others the healing, the hope, the forgiveness, the eternity that God wants to give all people. This is God's call. It's His answer to our restlessness, to our boredom, to our search for meaning. As He calls you, please answer His call. Sell those hot tubs in your life. Go with Jesus on a fishing trip. You'll be glad you did. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We now worship our Lord with His offering.